Hello? Testing, testing. Kurt, are you there? Hello, hello. Hello. Host is not in the meeting. Hello, Kurt. Are you on, Kurt? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello.
Hello.
There you are. How are you?
Where's everybody else?
I think we're a little early. I just pulled over to the side of the road. I didn't want to be distracted. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Can't complain. Had a little vacation. Went down to North Carolina for a few days with a group.
Where'd you go in North Carolina?
We went on the Outer Banks.
Outer Banks.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yep. Oh, there was 26 of us.
All from Long Island?
All from Long Island. Yep. All from Long Island. Except Molly. Our granddaughter came and she's good friends with the Norton and the Tierney kids. And
yeah.
It was a good week.
Yeah. The weather was good.
The weather was good. It was a little cool initially, and then it got warmer as the week went by. And we took Molly, who was Nancy, our granddaughter, and Elizabeth into New York City for the first time on Friday night and stayed the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Went to Ground Zero, went to a show. It was pretty good. You know, first time in New York for kids, like, especially an island kid, right?
Yeah.
But home again now, but I'm down in New York today, so I wanted to call in and make sure I was on the meeting.
Good. I don't know. Oh, there's Steve. Tony. Hi, Tony.
I can only hear you.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Kurt. Hi,
there you go.
I look like a TV commercial, you know, working. How is it down there? Is it chilly like it is here?
Yes.
It does not feel like April.
No. Yeah, it's cold.
Anyway.
Hey, Tony, I played golf yesterday, if that makes any difference.
Well, okay.
We're pushing the season, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
We need one more.
Need one more what?
Planning board member.
Uh-oh.
Are we still, we're still early. Don't worry.
Oh, it's early, very early.
Yeah, it's just 10 minutes of 5.
Langley's 20 minutes late at all time anyway. She'd tell him it's 4:30 to the meeting. He'll get there at 5.
before we get started, thank you very much for your work to put the agenda and the notes, the minutes, and the application up on the community calendar today so that people could have them in advance of the meeting and during the meeting. So it's a lot of quick work on your part. I'm greatly appreciative.
Yeah. Ditto from me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're all welcome.
All right, we have four members of the board here. Kurt, me, Doug McCowan, and Paul Thornton. But we're a little ahead of 5 o'clock, so we'll wait for a couple minutes for folks with the opportunity to join. Looks like the links are working for this meeting. both what we sent out and what's posted on the community calendar. So that's good. We had some problems last time, and it's good to see people can get on and join us.
Top of Ed's head is cut off.
It's not easy to get it all in one screen.
Oh, good one. Ooh.
There we go.
It's time to meeting.
All right. Hold on a second. I'm going to go black and I'll be right back.
Okie doke.
Good afternoon, folks. It's 5 o'clock. This is a special meeting of the Planning Board for the Town of Long Island. Called the meeting to order at 5 o'clock. We have a quorum of members present. We have me, the chairman, Kurt.
Hey, folks.
Early, the secretary. And we have members Doug McCowan, Peter Thornton, Paul Thornton, and Mike Lingley. So we have six of the seven members of the board. So that's good to start. The agenda today offers the opportunity for public comments at the start of our meeting. So if anyone has any comments they want to make to the board, welcome to do so. Okay. The second item on the agenda was for the board to consider and approve minutes from our several previous meetings that we haven't yet had a chance to approve. And those would be our meeting of January 18th, February 21st and April 18th. Kurt has provided those minutes to the members. And if you've looked them over and are, feel we're in a position we can approve them, I'd welcome a motion to do so.
Well, I'm not hearing any comments at the moment, so I'll make that motion to approve all three, unless we feel we should approve them one by one.
Second.
Okay. All right, I'm comfortable approving them as a group. So the motion is by Doug to approve all three, seconded by, I believe, Paul. Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Good. Thank you. That's all. That's now taken care of. All right. The next item on our agenda is the pending site plan review application for 3 Garfield Street. And let me, if it's okay, I'll set the stage for what we're going to be doing this afternoon. That's okay with members.
Okay.
All right. So this application that we're considering was first submitted to the board or to the town on March 3rd, resubmitted April 4th, and resubmitted a second time on April 25th. It was the subject of our meeting and a briefing from town council on April 18th. Following that meeting, the board made a request for the applicants, Ed and Jeannie McElhaney, to make some additions and corrections to the application and to provide some additional information. When we are considering a request or an application for a site plan review, applicants must provide the planning board all of the information listed in Chapter 14, Article 4, Section 10.4, submission requirements. However, pursuant to 10.4J, the planning board may waive or modify any of the submission requirements that are listed. And as I said, after our meeting on the 18th, the McElhaneys were asked to provide documentation and information listed in Section 10.4B with some exceptions. And so what I'm going to do now is go through Section 10.4 and go through the parts of that that were, we did not ask the McElhaney to provide information in their application. So on 10.4A, they were asked to provide one paper original and one digital copy of the application. The ordinance, as you know, calls for 8 paper copies. 10.4B, the following information documentation was not requested of the McElhaneys. Number five, we didn't ask for the bearings and distances of all property lines and the source of that information. Number 7, a map showing soil types and boundaries of soil types. Number 8, the location with corresponding setbacks and depictions of the setbacks as required under town ordinance for all existing and proposed buildings and structures, among a host of other information. Although the drawing on page 11 of the McElhaney's latest application does show the setbacks for all structures on the property. Number 9, the location, size, and character of all signs and exterior lighting. We didn't ask them to provide that. Number 10, the location of all buildings within 100 feet of the parcel and the location of intersecting roads or driveways within 100 feet. Didn't ask them to provide that. Number 11, a plan drawn with 2-foot contour intervals that shows existing and proposed topography and grading of the site. Wasn't requested. Number 13, the location of maximum spring tide level and elevations to demonstrate the suitability of the proposed project under floodplain management and shoreland zone regulations. Well, didn't ask for that. Under 10.4C, we did not ask for a stormwater drain assessment and plan. 10.4D did not ask for a summary description of the existing and proposed utilities available to service the property. depicting the septic system was not required under this section, because under 10.4B14, they already had to provide that information. That's a part of our ordinance that's duplicative. Number under 10.4E, we did not ask for a landscaping plan. Under 10.4F, we did not ask for building plans detailing the type, color, and texture of all exterior materials, roofing, siding, etc., for all proposed buildings. But we did ask that they provide a plan of the residence retail establishment showing any structure or space allocated for the existing and proposed uses, particularly the square footage of the commercial kitchen and the location of the laboratories. That was provided. 10.4G, copies of proposed or existing deeds for easements, covenants, or deed restrictions was not requested. 10.4H, the documentation of the sufficiency of the existing subsurface wastewater disposal system to meet the cumulative or reasonably anticipated needs of the proposed activity. I think the ordinance specifies a completed HHE 200 form for that purpose. We did not request that, but we did have provided for us from the McElhaney's a schematic of the septic system, and we had attached to the earlier submittals, the application submittals, communications from Matt Logan, soil engineer, as to the system's capabilities to meet proposed or anticipated needs in previous, as I said, in previous versions of the application. So although we did not have and ask for an HHE 200 form, in my view, the McElhaney's have provided the information requested in under 10.4H. And 10.4I, the only license, approval, or permit from the state that we requested from them was their state catering license, which they did provide. In addition, the applicants were asked to make several changes to their application. Number 7, identify the interest the applicant has in abutting properties. Item 10, correct the status of the property within the shoreline zone district. Number 12, explain how the proposed use will be limited to half the property. Number 19, define the proposed project as accessory or incidental use to allow for exterior seating, special catered events, and to add the residents that exist on the property so that we could have a designation of a mixed use, approved mixed use. And then we asked them in item number 23 to specify what waiver related to parking was being requested, if any. So that's essentially of the complete list of things in the application form and the requirements under 10.4B that we didn't ask the McElhaney's to present to us. And having gone through their application, again, the application dated April 24th, it's my view that they've provided all the information that we have asked for and which the board would need to determine the application is complete. So any member of the board have questions, want to discuss any of that? I'm open for any discussion. Doug.
Not a question. A couple of comments. First, I really do agree with your assessment of the revised application, Steve. Second thing is, this is simply just much more informative. It's really, really helpful in terms of the process, I think, from our point of view as a planning board. So I'm grateful that it's so clear now and so obvious to us who, I think, at least speaking for myself, much clearer idea of plans and projects. And I really like to see this go forward and thrive as a business.
Okay, thank you. Any other board member have something they wanna talk about, discuss, question?
Yeah, Steve, this is really just an administrative hearing, right? We're just looking at the application and just agreeing that it is completed as asked, correct?
Yeah, that they provided the information that was either required under the ordinance or that we have waived, as is our, which we can do as a board under the ordinance. So,
and assuming that's done, then we goes to the May 5th meeting or whatever it is for public hearing.
Well, that's the second part of what we need to do tonight. If we do the, if we,
oh,
do
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
So the answer is yes. If we approve the application in full, it's just basically doing an administrative stamp on it, and then it goes forward, right?
We determine it, it's complete. That's the first course of business.
That's all we're doing.
It's either complete or not complete.
Right. Well, you claim it's complete, correct?
In my view, they've provided all the information that we would need, and it's required under the ordinance.
Okay, so it's not going to change anything really other than just okaying that it's complete.
We have to do that. We have to determine it's complete.
Okay.
Any other member of the board?
I looked at it all over. It is complete. I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. I think this one's much better. It's a much better picture of what we're looking for.
Okay. Good.
I agree that it's complete too.
All right, so any other comments from the board members? If not, I make a motion that the board accept the application submitted on April 25th by the McElhaney's for site plan review for 3 Garfield Street, deemed to be complete.
Seconded.
Yeah, Michael Lingley approves it too.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Right,
unanimous. All right, so... second part, the second motion we make tonight is that the board authorize me to work with the town clerk to schedule a public hearing on the application 10 days after notice of the hearing is published in the Portland Press Herald and posted on the town's website, but not earlier than May 9th. So if I get it, you get it published in the next couple days, it'd be the 9th or the 10th maybe, but no earlier than the 9th, but it's 10 days after it's published. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Thank you. Any discussion? All right, if not, move the question. To schedule the public hearing 10 days after publication of the notice, but not earlier than May 9th. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. What time?
Aye. Aye.
What time?
I don't have a time yet.
All right. Well, okay. I
will try to make it before the sun sets and after the sun rises.
We'll tell you it's 30 minutes prior to.
Yeah. All right. So if that motion passed, I think we've completed our business for the night. Thank you all for taking time to participate in the hearing tonight.
It was great work. I think
5:14. I call the meeting adjourned.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night, all.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. And lady, sorry, Tony.
Watch that now. Careful. Yeah,
2022.
I know. Title 19. See ya.